Good morning, this is Valley Estate Services.
Hey, is this Eric?
Yes.
What's going on? This is John over at Local Splash, sir. How you been?
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm okay.
All right. That's good to hear, my man. Listen, I was giving you a call. I was wanting to check in to see how everything is going, and I got word that you want to put pause on a few things here. I wanted to talk to you and see if I can answer some questions or concerns, or what do you got?
I mean, I've just seen lots of reviews that this company has not worked good for many businesses. And so that's usually not kind of companies that I'm going to work with.
I mean,
I don't know how you can deny that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, these reviews that you're looking at, is this recent reviews here or from where, on Google or?
Yeah, I'm looking at different sites. I can't tell you off the top of my head right now, but I've looked at maybe 3, maybe 4 different areas, whatever I can find online about this company. And, I mean, it seemed to be within the past 3 years.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because if I go on Google, I check it pretty constantly here. And, of course, anyone can write, you know, negative reviews online, but I want to make sure that it's coming from Google themselves.
Can write positive reviews online, too, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering.
Why would people waste their time and write negative reviews?
You know, I'm going to be honest to God on this, but I have a side company myself, and... Hey, listen, there's some people that weren't even customers. Some are actually, believe it or not, I run a martial art business as well. So some others were actually other martial art business trying to tarnish a few things. So, I mean, like I said, it could be anything on there. That's why I was kind of wondering if it's straight from Google itself, because on Google itself, you see most recent reviews on everything on there. Now, granted, I mean, we've been in business for 18 years now, you know, so, I mean, there's going to be some negative reviews, I'm not going to lie, but... For the most part, I'm going to say 98% of it is actually really good reviews on there as well. So that's why I'm kind of wondering if it's different sites or something like that. You know what I mean? First off on there. So basing off of the negative reviews comparison for how long we've been in business and for how many great reviews we actually have, it's pretty high return on positive reviews. So I understand where you're coming from, but I just want to make sure you're not going into different websites that just are not valid. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I would go into right on Google, type in Local Splash, California, because that's where we're located. And then right where that local map section is right there, you'll see the Google reviews. It should be over like 800 reviews or something like that. And I'm going off of memory right now, so... Yeah, just take a look on those, and you'll definitely see all those great positive reviews for sure. No doubt.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know the other place that found these reviews, but they're kind of similar. I've seen one in every, like, 4 or 5 that's not good.
Right, yeah. And like I said, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's been in business for a long time. We're going to have something out there, you know what I mean? So,
of course.
And I'm transparent, you know, of course.
I've been business with companies before, and they didn't work out good and just a waste of money. So
I know what you mean.
I don't want to involve and waste my time and money and stuff. When you guys just called me out of the blue, you guys could be the best, but I don't know. Like, I wasn't searching, doing my research to find out what company I want to work with.
Of course. We got to do your due diligence. I get that. And I'm glad you do. That means you care about your business, right? For one. But two, you want to know who you're working with as well, too. You know, I'm going to tell you this myself and being completely transparent with you. I even have my family signing on with this as well, too. That's how much I believe in it myself. Okay. I wouldn't do that if... I'd be hypocritical if I'm saying, hey, yeah, go ahead, do this. And then I'm not even doing it myself if I have a business. You know what I mean? So that is something that, you know, I can agree with on there and saying, hey, you got to do your diligence. But at the same time, I'm even doing it myself for my family. So I wouldn't tell you something to do that I'm not doing personally. But definitely, you know, far as trust on this, I get what you're saying. I'm going to say this, though. Give me 1% of your trust. Let me earn the 99%, man. I know we can make this happen. The number one thing that I'm going to say that if for any reason it can go down south is communication. And if you're not communicative with our technicians to make sure that they're on point about, let's say, misspelled word or distance or a town or anything like that or a keyword, it obviously it's not going to work out right. So we want to make sure that we're on top of it with our technicians to make sure that they're providing the right service that you want, right? But in the end of the day, no matter how many reviews you look at, no matter how many things you see, I mean, I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact we have helped, and I have helped personally, plenty of businesses throughout the U.S. So when it comes down to that, man, I guess I'm asking for that 1% trust and to earn the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me now, think about it. I mean, I'm not ready to do anything right now. To be honest,
I hear you. Yeah, and Eric, also don't forget too, it is month-to-month service on here. We want to make sure it's in your best interest, you know, that, or not your best interest, it's in our best interest that you do well. So I'm going to put it like this. I mean, I never like to say it like this, to be honest, but, you know, being month-to-month, I mean, you can call our client services to cancel any time as long as 3 days before your billing cycle is due, so you're not charged. But I don't like to say that just because I want to make sure that we're doing our job and we earn your business for a long time. You know what I mean? So just putting it out there like that, just to let you know, hey, if it's month to month, you already know that we're going to try our darn best to make things happen for you and your company, period. It doesn't help anybody if you stay for a month or two and then leave. That's money wasted on your end. And then to be honest, that's money wasted on our end over here as well, too. For the efforts and work and the team that's going to be involved to help your company grow. So being on that edge right there, just saying that, you know, we're going to try to do our best here.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, let's talk later.
Yeah. Well, what's a good day we can talk? I want to make sure I give you some time to respect that. You know, I get it. When do you think we can go and reconvene?
We could do it next Monday around 3 to 4 o'clock.
Next Monday, 3 to 4. I'll make it happen for you. All right. And please, if you have some questions, more concerns, as you can tell, I'm happy to answer any of that for you. Okay. So I'm going to be here as a lead on your account. So you're not just talking to our techs. I will always be here Monday through Friday as well, too, in case you can't get a hold of them or anything like that, too. You have support, man. It's not just, you know, hey, bye. You know what I mean? So we'll make sure to take care of you on that. You have my word on that part. So I'm going to go ahead and set it for Monday. I'm putting it on my calendar here at 3 to 4. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you, man. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you then, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye.